Wednesday, November 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I noted that 18 states grow 96% of the soybeans, and 16 of them were won by Trump in the 2016 election. That is one reason why China imposed tariffs on U.S. soybeans to put political pressure on Trump, causing him to find money to pay farmers compensation to partially offset the tariffs. Did it impact the midterm congressional race? By my count, in those 18 states, Democrats picked up 8 congressional seats, while the GOP flipped 1. That is a net of 7 seats. There were still 3 additional seats too close to call when I checked. Democrats picked up seats in Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, Illinois, and Kansas, which are major soybean-growing states. Coincidence? Maybe. There were other factors, but typically there is never one thing that tips a race. The bottom line is that the Democrats did win control of Congress, which will cause the president some headaches. Instead of the House running interference for him, they'll be protecting Mueller and sending subpoenas to the White House. Had not Democrats taken control of the House, many think that we would have never seen the Mueller report if there was anything damning in it. There was a pre-midterm election Trump, and now we will see what the post-midterm election Trump looks like. Pre-midterm election Trump wanted to portray every trade deal in the best possible light. Now the election is over, so we can get back to reality. The pre-midterm Trump negotiated the USMCA to make it appear that he had replaced NAFTA. Trump wants his wall, and he would still like to get Mexico to pay for it. There is a risk that he and incoming Mexican President Obrador will clash over the border. Trump has still not dropped the steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and a deal on those tariffs is a prerequisite to signing the trade agreement. They won't sign until the tariff issue is resolved. The Mexican tariff on U.S. pork is hurting. The new Congress will need to ratify the USMCA, and you can bet that they will want something for it. How much does Trump care about the USMCA to make a deal with them? While many have been celebrating the USMCA, it is the same deal, zero tariffs, that Ag had in NAFTA. It is also not a done deal yet. I see nothing in the election result to make me think that he'll back off in his trade wars. He'll engage with Japan, and that outcome will have a great impact on U.S. ag exports. The odds would seem to favor a favorable outcome, as Japan has been conciliatory to Trump demands, but by not retaliating for the steel and aluminum tariffs. Nevertheless, I think that it is risky to assume that the talks with Japan will be uneventful. There's always drama. They will also engage with the UK and European Union. Brexit is looking more like a pending disaster going to happen all the time. That would make the UK weak, even desperate for a deal with Trump. So far, the European Union and Trump have not even agreed to talk about agriculture. He has said that they were worse than China, and I agree. So he needs to get tough, and now is when that should happen with the European Union. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. China is the mega confrontation. Both Trump and China want a deal, but they may not want to concede enough to get one. Neither wants to look weak. I don't think that China is going to roll over enough for Trump to get a deal later this month. China helped flip at least 7 House seats in soybean-growing states, and if China truly has restructured its soy supply chain to reduce demand that is being met by others, time would be on their side. More tariffs will inflame rather than resolve the dispute. If this is still an issue into the 2020 election cycle, then Trump will be in big trouble in the heartland politically, as the farm sector will be a whole lot poorer. The U.S. and China may or may not be serious about putting an end to their trade war, but China appears to be preparing for the long haul if an agreement escapes them. Informa says that Chinese hog producers are reducing soy meal and feed rations from 20% to 10 to 12%. These may not be the most efficient feed rations, but will utilize what feedstuffs they have and can acquire outside the United States. China boosted their feed grain production, producing surpluses, and they'll rebalance domestic production toward more protein. They'll also diversify their plant protein imports, increasing imports of rapeseed, sunflower meal, palm cake, and even peas, while buying 80% of the Brazilian soybean crop. They're not going to settle on a trade agreement with the U.S. because of any dependence on U.S. soybeans. I believe that China has determined that it will make it to the next Brazilian soybean harvest without buying from us, and the early planting in Brazil will help them achieve that. USDA will update the soybean carryover on Thursday. The range of trade estimates for the soybean carryover go from 833 million to 1.01 billion bushel, a huge separation. USDA forecast a soybean carryover of 885 million bushel last month. The bottom line is that we had a solid soybean crop and the Chinese are not buying, so how good can it be? You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.